be out. I don't think there's any conceptual problem in terms of what's going to be trying to be happening, but the ballot does not say what it proposes here in 260.
I understood that that was referred to us to iron out the discrepancy,
yeah,
which nobody, right, I think, had ever noticed before. Without making any changes in,
right,
the scheme.
And then we were trying to finish that 06 out, and there's only a couple of other items on 320, page 22, line 13. Talk about publication and posting of proposed charter. It says the clerk shall publish notice by radio and television. Well, we all know that there's a lot of places in the state that we don't have one or the other or both, and that could pose a problem someplace. So CRA has proposed just leaving those words out. The clerk shall publish notice of the publication. I don't know whether we should write in there the normal procedure that we used to have, whether she has to publish notice in the newspaper, general circulation, and on the post office wall, and etc. Yeah.
Chairman, this question, when you get to the unorganized borough, has come up time after time after time after time, and we've developed some fairly boilerplate language that encompasses this, and I offhand don't remember what it is, but we've struggled with this particular problem and pretty well have developed boilerplate. And I would suggest that you have us look at some of the others. And
well, I know that CRA has, for things like the formation of the Coastal Resource Service districts and this type of thing, had to go through this same process, and the time we were writing the regulations for that, we wrestle with whether it should be in two languages, and God, I don't
know. We've been through that hassle a lot. Should we just check out and pick up one that we've,
okay,
that we've done on that?
Any problem with that? 330, which is just down the page, CRA's comment is that there should be a provision for certification of election results to the commissioner in order that a certificate of reclassification may be issued. And that, I am assuming, would come in after E. Or maybe a part of C. The charter is ratified. If the charter is ratified, two copies of the charter shall be filed with. Maybe we could just put...
Doesn't that last sentence really say it?
If after
23, the election shall be conducted under procedures applicable to regular elections.
On 20?
On page 22, line 24. 23, line 23.
Applicable to regular elections. What they're talking about here, I think, Chuck, is after the election is over. The way it is right now, if, for instance, there's an election that is held on some question of assumption of power or something like that within an organized borough, the mayor or the clerk signs a certification that says the election was successful, and then that is sent to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs, and then there's a certificate that's issued by them. And I think their question is, do we want a certificate to be issued by Community and Regional Affairs back to the newly organized borough? If so, do we want to write it in here? The certification of election.
Mr. Chairman. Seems to me it'd be no real problem, and if they feel they need it for administrative purposes, I think we could put it as a probably an additional sentence in C. But
yeah.
I don't have the wording, but it wouldn't be a problem.
Or if the...
Does it serve a purpose?
You might write it right here. If the charter is ratified, two copies of the charter and a certification of the election shall be filed.
No, because you don't want to file a certification with all of these people. If the charter is ratified, the results of the election shall be certified to the department by whoever does the election,
yeah,
and two copies shall be filed with be my offhand.
Yeah, something to that.
Something to that effect.
Question.
Yes.
Doesn't the election have to be certified even if it's not ratified?
Yes.
But that's part of that's what Chuck was saying. Because elections shall be conducted under procedures applicable to regular elections. That includes the certification of the election when it's finished.
And you end up with the certification. Apparently what they're asking is that a copy of the certification be forwarded to the department.
Yeah, that's right.
You have a certification in any of that.
Right. Okay. And then there are no other comments until 470, which is line 11 on page 26. They're saying if the local boundary commission determines that a municipality fails to meet the standards for dissolution, it shall reject the petition. If the commission determines that the municipality meets the standards, it shall accept the petition. And the comment from CRA is that there should be some provision similar to 05-100B to be added for a formal appeal procedure. Did we actually accept that? 05-100B?
It's
page 6, line 25.
And it says a locally bounded commission decision under this section may be appealed under the Administrative Procedures Act. And that's, they're recommending that that language be put into, make it A.
A and B with
A and B, with B being a statement that be an appeal under the Administrative Procedures Act. I don't think there's any problem with that.
I don't think there's any problem with it. And in fact, local boundary commission determinations have ended up in court several times. Not very successfully, but that gives a way to
Palmer?
Get it there.
They've been to court and haven't been successful?
Local boundary commission decisions?
Yeah.
Yeah, but several have been to court.
Yeah, and they have been.
Mean setting aside boundary commission decisions?
No, upholding them.
No, I said there's been several appeal from local boundary commissions, and the appeal has been unsuccessful in all of the cases.
Oh,
I know local boundary commissions won, Palmer.
Okay.
But they've been to court.
It's only 8:15, Palmer. We'll forgive you. Okay, so we just insert an A and B. And that's all the comments that we had anywhere along the line on chapter 6. That's pretty much the same as the law reads right now, with just a few minor amendments. Mm-hmm. Any questions?
That's the third chapter. I suppose we should we never did establish in the record that we have a quorum or anything else. Side of things, which we do. Representative Grusendorf, Representative Anderson, myself, do you guys want to move for the adoption of this as we've modified it?
I'll move.
Any objection?
Okay, I intend to recommend to my committee that we adopt that one too.
She's there, you just don't see her.
Yeah. Okay, home rule municipalities. And we had quite a few comments from different different areas on home rule municipalities, and as a matter of course. We're running into, again, the concept of
writing into state statute certain things that might conflict with somebody's home rule charter out there. And I think that's what we've run into in the case of probably Petersburg and Petersburg that I can, or Wrangell, I'm sorry. And I'm not sure how many others. But there was a thought that kept running through the conference from several places was be careful that you don't write something that's going to erode the home rule responsibilities or the home rule authority that has been established precedent-wise throughout the state. And boy, I don't know who would have that kind of information on top of their head. I don't think anybody's ever made a complete research of a home rule charters throughout the state. And so we probably will be doing it unknowingly. There's this question that's raised right out of the chute, practically, by the Wrangell city manager about the conflicts between, I won't say conflicts, that's maybe a biased people. The interrelation between Title 14 and what should be, whether there should be any thing written in home rule limitations which come under this section of 110, because as I understand 110, those are the on page 29. These are the items that a borough, as I understand it, a borough overrides a city's home rule charter. Am I correct in this?
Mr. Chairman, you're talking about 110?
Yeah. No,
these are the sections in which state law overrides everybody's charter.
City or borough, I mean it's state, okay. The state
these
law
are the sections of state law that overrides anybody's charter. And if I might comment on that, there's been a policy decision over the years in other titles. There are areas that affect municipalities one way or another. It's been felt that if this section were extended to try to cover matters in other titles, you would essentially create a lot of confusion throughout the whole area of law. And the question, some of the earlier questions, for example, may a home rule municipality provide for divorces in a matter other than that provided by state law? Obviously, no. You could, as you start getting into other titles, you start bringing up very difficult questions. And once you start getting into that, then they'll look, well, they provided this in Title 14. How about over here in Title 44? So you're getting into a real quagmire that everybody's carefully avoided trying to put other titles in this section.
Okay, but what we're, if you look at that, there's 45 items that we're saying the state statute, meaning things in this statute, will override a home rule charter. And my question is, has there been additions or deletions from the existing law? And I think there have.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
There are in the back of this bill a number of amendments to Title 14 in this bill, and other titles also.
Mr. Chairman, on the changes, I would suggest you look at page 10 of TAM's synopsis,
right,
which
right.
You set out the ones that are...
There have been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Items added limitations home rule powers, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 deleted. Now this is a significant change.
Changes, and we better pay some attention to what we're doing on this one. Would you say?
Yes.
Yes.
Currently in Title 29, and unless there's 1981 or 47.
Most of these have already been authorized by.
There are 47 current.
There are 47 current ones. I know, but these are new ones that are being added, plus you're taking away some, and that's where the major change of policy is going to be. For instance, if you're looking at 31, assessment and collection of taxes, in the existing law, what's the number of existing? 29, what page is on the limitations in existing law? Pardon?
9.
Page 9.
29, 13, 100. And under current law.
What?
29, 13, 100. The current law.
Yeah, right, page 9, but I'm looking on for what the statement is there on assessment and collection of taxes.
Aren't you looking at 2935-170?
Basically the item 22, borough of city property taxes.
Yeah.
Item what?
22, like current law.
Aren't you looking
at in city property taxes? Yeah.
Yeah, 2935-170 on page 77 is not what you're referring to.
No, I'm referring to the list of limitations that appear in here.
Yeah.
In current
law.
Right.
And
oh, I'm sorry.
There are 47 of them. We have 45 proposed. But there are some changes, and I was just using 31 as listed on the proposed law, assessment and collection of taxes, as an example of what is being changed. What they've evidently done is substituted that for several. For several items within the that statement, assessment collection of taxes, which is 35-170, that narrows it down to one item, right? Where in the old law, it was a whole chapter 53. Or not the entire chapter 53, but nearly 53-010 to 53-400.
And then 415B also.
Yeah. Interest on sales tax.